Okay, we're up to Perek Yud, Pasuk Ches. Vani Nisharti Levadi. Daniel says that he is now being presented with a vision. He sees in front of him a Malach. The Malach is Gavriel. Gavriel appears dressed in white linen and gold. A gold, lower portion of his body is gold. His body is the size or the appearance of Tarshish. And he sees a vision, and he's terrified. And Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, his friends are with him, but they do not see the vision. However, they sense, their mazel senses something frightening. They run away. Pasuk Ches, Vani Nishadi Levadi. And after my friends ran away, I was all alone. The story of life. The story of life is when it's all said and done, everyone runs away. You're all alone. That itself, you should know, is part of the vision. It's part of the Musa Haskel. This vision, the vision of Golos, and in Golos, Klal Yisrael, at the end of the day, we're all alone. That's all part of the Mare. We think we have friends. We have this country and that country and this friend and that friend. When we're in dire straits, there's no one there to help us. Got to go at it all alone. Vani nisharti levadi. These are powerful words. I saw samaro, the hagadola hazos. I saw this mara. We discussed this last time. The mara blush on the keva. And there was no strength left in me, the hoidi, and my appearance, my countenance, nepach olay lemashchis, became corrupt. It turned upon me lemashchis. Lemashchis is hashchasa, destructive. It was transformed in a harmful way due to the incredible terror that I experienced. And I had no strength. There was no strength left within me. No strength. I was not able to contain my strength. It appears that koyach is something which you can store, and when a person is frightened, this metaphor, this muscle, is the strength of koyach is poured out. I was unable to withhold within me any strength. Let's see over here. Rashi says, nepach lelamashkes, my appearance, my hoid, my beauty, my splendor was transformed upon me, lemashchis, into something destructive. Lehashchasav derech amikos tabekach kein kmo yisusim mizuyonim mashchim hoyu b'yashkam asaboyker. It's located past another idea. V'leitzati choyach klemo loy kanasi kol koychi v'holach. All of my strength was removed from it. Pasuk Tes. Voeshma es kol devarav. I heard the sound, the voice of his words. Here we're referring to the words of the Maluch Gavriel. Uchashami es kol devarav. And as I heard the sound of his words, vani hoyisi nirdom, I fell asleep. Now it does not mean I fell asleep because I was bored. It means I fell asleep because I was frightened. And the Haivani Hoisi Nirdom al Ponai, on my face, I fell flat down on the ground, face down. Ufonai Orzo, and my face was facing the earth. Rashi makes it clear, Mirov Pacha, due to the incredible intense terror, I fell flat on my face. Let's give you the Mitsudos David. Vani Hoisi Nirdom, the Oz Nasesi Nirdom, Betar Demasa Pacha. Due to the terror of fear, Mushkaf al ponai baretz, I was facing on the earth. Pasuk yud, vihine yod.
Instead of saying I fell asleep, you might say I lost consciousness.
Correct. I lost consciousness due to the incredible state of terror I was in. Pasuk yud, vihine yod nogabi. Suddenly a hand touched me, vateni'eni al birkai, and shook me on my knees, vekapos yodai, and my palms. So a hand came from above. This is first the hand of Gavriel. It touched me. It woke me up. Shook me on my knees and on the palms of my hand. Okay, let's see Pasuk Yud Aleph. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayomer lahem, this Malach Gavriel said to me, Daniel, Ish Chamudos. We had this read the third time. Chamudos, the person of delight. Chavein badvarim ashenochi dover alecha. Understand the words which I'm about to tell you. Va'amoid al om decha. And stand on your legs. Ki atah shulachti alecha. Because now I have been sent to you. Period. Uvadabro yimi esadavar hazem. And when even the Maluch spoke to me these words, Amadti marid, I stood up, but again in a state of fear and terror. So here the Maluch comes. The Maluch says, Daniel ish hamudos, you're a person of chamud. We learned the Medrash before. It says in this chapter, in these prakim, these combined prakim, that Daniel is chamudos three times. He was chamud to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, chamud to the Malachim, chamud to some different midrashim, but gzuntait to the Malachim, to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and to Klal Yisrael. Or another Medrash says he was chamud to the Torah. But in any event, he told him, you're chamudos, understand the words which I'm about to tell you, and stand up. Do not lie down horizontal on your face. I want you to awake and listen, pay close attention to what I am about to tell you. When he spoke to me, I stood up, and indeed I was still in a state of terror. Rashi here, Taijus Hamudus Ish Tohar, we had that before. Dachya, that goes back from the previous Perek. So here Rashi, Taijus Hamudus, you're a pure person. Hamudus, we normally Tvatai Ham Eretz Chemda Toivo Urchava, desirable. That's not the way Rashi here is touching the word. He's touching it to mean you are a pure person. Okay, Al Omdecha, Rashi says. Al maimud raglecha, stand on your feet. Shilachti alecha, I've been sent to you. Nishlachti alecha me'es hamakam, Hashem has sent me. I'm not coming on my own. And the Daniel says, I was terrified. Married, Mar says, I was shaking. Okay, let's go to Pasik, next Pasik. Pasik days. Vayomer Eli said to me, Altiro, Daniel, do not be afraid. Ki minayom harishon asher nosato els libcha. From the first day which you have applied your heart, lohavin, to understand these matters. Why is it that Mashiach, why is it that the Gula has not happened? It's been 70 years since the fall, since the kibush of Yehoyakim, and you are disturbed. So since the first day that you've applied yourself nasata eslibcha lehavin, to understand ulehisanos, and to fast lefnei elokecha, nishmu divarecha, your words have been heard, va'ani basi bidvarecha, I have come to you because of your prayer, because you were mispalel, you fasted, you mourned, Hashem has sent me to give you the following message. Let's see Rashi. Pasuk Beis. Vani basi bidvarecha. Basi b'shlichu zu. I have come in this mission. Hashem has sent me in this mission to appear to you and reveal to you things. B'shvil divarecha. Because of your words. V'ramasin d'arshu b'msechta yoma. Vani basi l'socha paragod al yodcha shahisi megurash mitocha. Very profound, very deep interpretation, Rashi. He tells us from the Gemara Masechta Yoma. Vani basi doesn't mean that I have come to you. And the simple interpretation of the words are, I have now arrived, I have been sent on a mission to come to you and present you with a message, bidvarecha, because of your prayer. You are a mispalel, and Hashem has answered your prayer, and now I have arrived to answer your prayer and tell you things that you need to know. Another interpretation is this, vani basi, I merited to come within the paragod. Paragod literally means the curtain. It means within the mechitzos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Malachim. In Shemayim there are many different chambers. There are many different places to be and not to be. And I merited to come within have an audience with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or with whatever this means in this most secret places in heaven, in your merit. Because you, Daniel, were mispalel, and you're basically saying you're my counterpart on this world, and because you were mispalel, therefore I, who am the representative of Klal Yisrael, or I who serve as an advocate for Klal Yisrael, was allowed, Basi, to come close, to come within the Oval Office, Kavi Yochel, of Shemayim, and speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and receive inside a Shlich of Daniel. Right. Instead of saying that Daniel is a Shliach of the Malach, it's the other way around. Everything which happens in Shemayim is only a reflection of what is happening here on this earth. Vani Basi, I've come within the Mechitzos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bidvorecha, because of you. Because of you, I received great reward or great understanding in heaven. Pasuk Yud Gimel. The Sar, now he tells me very mysterious. The Sar Malchus Paras, the the protective angel, the guardian angel of Paras, of the nation of Persia, Oimei Lenegdi was standing before me Eshem V'Yechadim for 21 days, V'Yinei Michoel Achad HaSolim HaRishonim Bo Le'Azreini, and there was only one other Malach in heaven which came to assist me, and that was none other than Michoel, V'Ani Nosarti Shom Eitzel Malchei Paras, and I was there fighting against the guardian angel of Paras. This is a very, very mystical in Yonim. So let's understand. First of all, we have to understand it's not clear when exactly this vision is taking place. There are different opinions in the Rishonim. According to some Farshim, this vision is taking place during the time of Koresh. The simple understanding is this vision took place in the time of Koresh. It was the third year of Koresh. This goes all the way back to the beginning of the Perek. If we look back at the beginning of Perek, Yud Pasuk Aleph, Bishnas Shalosh, L'Koresh Melech Paras. It was the third year of Koresh Melech Paras. And Koresh rescinded his permission for the Jewish people to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Dayavesh ruled for 1 year. Dayavesh HaMadai. Dayavesh was killed in battle. Koresh took over. And Koresh served for, the first thing Koresh did was he allowed the Jewish people to return to Eretz Yisrael and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. And then suddenly he received some slanderous reports from the people in Eretz Yisrael that the Jews are rebelling against him. And he said, you know what, stop. I don't want you to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. I want you to stop. Daniel was disturbed. And he was now mispal. Now, according to most of the Rishonim, Daniel, when Koresh issued, he rescinded his permission to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, Daniel fasted for 21 days, not 21 years. And at the end of those 21 days, now, the Maluch Gavriel is coming to Daniel, and is telling him, I have a message, I want to tell you something, I'm going to reveal to you a vision, which we're going to see in the next parak, of what's going to happen over the next number of years. And that vision reveals to him that, this pasuk, he's beginning to tell him that the kingdom, the guardian angel of Paras, which is Koresh, Koresh is now in office for 3 years. Koresh, Haparsi, has a counterpart in heaven, a guardian angel, and this guardian angel wants very much to bring harm and suffering to the Jewish people. Now let's take a step back. The truth is, Koresh and the Malchus of Paras did very little harm to Klal Yisrael. They tried very hard. Haman and Achashverosh. We know the story, but they did not succeed. And relative and generally speaking, it was besides that dangerous kuf of the Purim story, it was a peaceful period of time. The Jews were not harmed, with the great exception of Daniel. Daniel, according to one opinion, was killed. That's one opinion. Vayevo Hasach, so that's one opinion. He was killed, he was not killed, but generally speaking, Klal Yisrael survived the galus of Paras unharmed. So here, Gavriel tells Daniel, do you know why that's going to happen? Why you will be able to survive this Malchus of Paras? It's because of me. In Shamayim, there is a guardian angel of Paras that is trying very hard to stir up trouble, to win favor in the eyes of Hashem, to be permitted to cause great harm and suffering to the Jewish people. And if that permission would have been granted to the guardian angel of Paras, it would have trickled down to the earthly king Paras, the king of Koresh, and Achashverosh, and Daryavesh HaParsi, they would have been able to cause great harm to Klal Yisrael. However, the Maluch Gavriel says to Daniel, I fought for you in Shemayim. I fought a battle for 21 days, corresponding simply to the 21 days that you fasted, that we learned back in the, we learned about in the first few psukim in the beginning of the parak. You were fasting for 21 days, and during those 21 days that you here on this earth were fasting, I was fighting on your behalf in Shemayim to prevent this guardian angel of Paras from being permitted to cause sorrow and pain to the Jewish people. And I won. I succeeded. Who came to help me? From all of the billions and trillions of malachim in heaven, there was only one malach that came to my assistance. And that was the malach Michael. So we have here Gavriel, and we have Michael. Now the Farshim tell us that Michael is indeed the guardian angel of Klal Yisrael. Gavriel is not. Gavriel is just one of Hashem's servants. But it's not necessarily the guardian angel.
He's a major player.
Every nation has a guardian angel, their representative, their ambassador in heaven. The ambassador of Klal Yisrael is Michael. Gavriel is, it appears to be a clerk. He appears to be an officer that just runs the show, conducts it. We don't find Gavriel, at least in this parak, he tells us the only one that came to assist, he was advocating on our behalf, and the only one that came to assist was Michael, and he won. And therefore, being that he won, we are going to get off the hook. We're going to survive this difficult period of Paras. We're going to survive. We're going to prevail. But the Malach says, it's only because of you, Daniel. The only reason why I had strength to succeed in fighting and conquering this Malach, the guardian angel of Paras, because you, Daniel, were in this world being mispalel and doing your part, and that's what gave me koyach and shamayim to do my part. But as we're going to see in a few moments, I have bad news to tell you. After you die, and after this nation of Paras comes to an end, it will be replaced by the Malchus of Yavon. And when it comes to Yavon, and the guardian angel of Yavon comes in Shemayim and tries to stir up trouble, I will not be able to do anything. And in fact, it's not going to be pretty. It's going to be very ugly. And we do know, 180 years, Malchus of Yavon lasted, for this is the Chanukah story, for 180 years. And there's an enormous, enormous amount of history which happened during these 180 years, number of a sequence of events. One thing led to another. It's like you need an encyclopedia to go through all the details of what happened during these 180 years, all different kufas. And it was not pleasant. And Klal Yisrael suffered very much. The miracle of Chanukah is just one little period of time in the big picture of the 180 years of the Malchus of Yavon. And the harm that they caused to Klal Yisrael is enormous, and it carries ad hayom hazeh. The effect of what happened during those years is with us ad hayom hazeh. Chanukah was, you know, after the miracle of Chanukah, there were still 25 more years of wars. It wasn't like, oh, Chanukah happened, wow, now we're scot free. It was just one little moment of light in a very dark 50-year period. For three years, exactly from the 25th day of Teves until the 25th day of Teves, over a period of 3 years, the base Hamigdash was basically shamim, was basically desolate. It was defiled. It was overtaken by the Yavanim, by the Greeks. They were offering sacrifices to the pagan, the idols, and all these strange things were happening, and it took 3 years for the Hashem to take back the Beis HaMikdash. And even they took back the Beis HaMikdash, they only took back just the Mikdash itself. There was a fortress that was near the Beis HaMikdash, and there was most of the city of Yerushalayim was still under the control of the Syrian Greeks. So it was just a very small piece of the bigger picture of things. And for the next 25 years, there were major battles being fought all over Eretz Yisrael to take back the land from the Yavanim. And finally, after 25 years, then things already turned in favor of Klal Yisrael, but that didn't last very long either. But here, we have to realize that Gavriel is telling Daniel that it's going to come, that there are four Golios, we've got through Bavel, Bavel is over, now you're going through Modei Paras. It was really meant to be a lot worse than it is. And the only reason why it's not going to be so bad, there will be a tsara of Haman and Achashverosh, and it will be a difficult time, but you will prevail, you will survive. It's only because of me and you, a two-man team. It's because you were mispalel here on this world, which gave me koyach to go to Shemayim and fight in heaven on your behalf, to fight against the guardian angel of Paras, which I succeeded. And this battle took place for 21 days, corresponding to the 21 days that you were fasting, and things are pretty good. And I had the assistance of Michoel. And now that Michoel is there guarding the post, I'm able to take a break, break away from Shemayim, and come here down to this world, and let you know what's going on. Okay, that's really this whole chapter, the end of the chapter in a nutshell. So let's see that again, now that with that introduction, let's see that again.
Why wasn't Michoel?
So I don't know the answer. I don't know exactly how these angels work, what's the difference between Michoel and Gabriel. We know that when you go to sleep, you say, Mimini Michoel, or Mismoli Gabriel, Umilofanai Oriel, Umiachorai Raphael, Vialroyoshi Shechina Asel. There are four malachim which appear to play a very important part for Klal Yisrael. On the right is Michoel. The right is always the most significant. And we see that here. So Michoel is the guardian angel for Klal Yisrael. Not that Klal Yisrael needs malachim. Ein mazel Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are under HaKadosh Baruch Hu's direct supervision and protection. Unlike the other nations, which have an intermediary of a malach, Klal Yisrael is there. But yet, even though we are under Hashem's direct supervision, we also happen to have an extra bonus that there is always a advocate Michoel. Umismoili Gavriel. Now, what does that mean? I have no idea. But he's on the left. The left is not the same as the right. Umi lefanai Oriel, I don't know. Oriel. Umi achorai Rafael, that's the malach of Rafua. Umi roishish, above my head is Shechina Asel. By the way, these four letters, I'm sure you all know, these four letters spell Gemara. Michoel is the Mem. Gavriel is the Gimel, that's Gimel Mem. Rafael is in the back, that's the Reish. And the front is Aleph Oriel. So Gimel, Gavriel, Michoel, Arifoel, and Ariel is Gemara. When you learn a Daf Gemara, a page of Gemara, you are being protected by the four Malochim, V'al Roshi, Shechinas El. I'm sure you've all heard that at some point in time. But what?
First time.
So it's Kedai to come for this. What?
Every day something new.
What?
I think that Gavriel... The one is the enforcer.
Is the what?
Is the enforcer.
He carries out the law.
When there's punishment to be handed out. Look at Sodom. You see Gabriel and other things like...
Who saved Daniel from the Goyva Royos? Who saved Chanaim Shalvi Azariah? So something was Gabriel. Gabriel came to save them. He carries out Hashem's commands. Okay, and I don't know. These are very mystical things. These are very mystical. Let's go back. Let's just see over here. Back to what this part we said one more time. So we have okay, now with that, let's read one more time. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vesar Malchus. So here, Gavriel is telling Daniel all the secrets that's going on in heaven. In heaven, there was a Sar of Malchus Paras. How did I start this? I started by telling you that this vision is taking place in the third year of Paras, and I told you it's 21. 21 means 21 days. The 21 days are now over. We are still within the third year. We are now on the 24th day of Chodesh Nisan, and we are in the third year of Paras, the third year of Koresh. Koresh was the first king of Persia. Koresh suddenly rescinded his permission to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Daniel has fasted for 21 days, and now the Malach Gavriel comes and tells him to let him know what's been going on for those last 21 days. However, what about according to Rashi? Rashi learns that 21 days is not 21 days, it's 21 years. So when is this vision taking place according to Rashi? So the Mefarshim tells it must be taking place during the time of Daryovesh ben Esther. Much, much later on. This vision, which means Daniel is alive then, because there are different opinions. When did Daniel die? According to one opinion, Daniel died during the time of the Purim miracle. According to other opinions, no, that's not so. Daniel lived.
Buried?
Where is he buried? He's buried in Iran. I think they know. Oh, wait, what?
He's buried in Hamadan. In fact, there's a book here with a picture of.
From his kever? Kever.
Gorgeous. It was made in the 1800s.
But are they certain that it's his kever?
Yas Arafat is certain.
Yas Arafat is certain?
No, his kever is certain.
Well, he's back from the dead. He's back from the dead. But...
Amazing,
That was one of the biggest miracles. We don't realize it. I remember when it happened, when he died in France. Yeah. That was a moifes, that he didn't die, that he got sick, and he went away to France, and he died there. Had he died in Eretz Yisrael, there would have been riots, there would have been, who knows what it would have been. Right. It was quiet. There was no fallout. That the Jews killed him, this killed him, and poison, and that he wasn't in their control. He was out of the country for a period of time.
And they still think that.
Yeah, now they're trying, of course, digging him up to try to find evidence. Okay, that we all know, but we got off. Baruch Hashem, it was a very big chesed how things played out, where he went away and he died elsewhere. It was a very, very big chesed for us that we didn't have a bigger headache than we needed to. Okay, let's go further. So we have over here the Tsar Malchus Paras arrives. Now again, what I want to say, that according to the other opinion, that according to Rashi, that says that 21 refers to the 21 years, okay, is a very big difference. That means that this vision that the Malach is coming to reveal is coming 21 years later. You see, it's very difficult because the Perek starts off, Pasuk Aleph, you have to work this out according to Rashi. It's not so simple to make sense out of this. Rashi says 21 means 21 years. Right, not 21 days. And the Malach is telling him about to the 21. So you have to assume that it's the same 21. It's the same 21 years that the Neil is mispalos, corresponding to the 21 years that the Malach is fighting. And in Pasuk Aleph, this tells us that this vision begins Bishnash Shalosh L'choresh Melech Paras Dovar Nigla L'Daniel Asher Nikro Shmo Bel Tishatzah. And then we're going through this dream, and now we're having a vision, and it doesn't appear that there's a break in the vision, but now here in Pasuk Yimel V'sar Malchus Paras Oymei L'Negdi Eshem V'yechad Yom. So here he's telling him that that this Tsar is standing in front of him for 21 days. So we have to, according to Rashi, it's the same 21 days. Maybe you want to say that even according to Rashi, it's not the same 21 days. Daniel fasted for 21 years, and the Malach Arul is telling him what happened over a period of 21 days. And when is he telling him this vision? When it's over, it appears. But the vision began, when? In the third year of Koresh. So where in this vision did we suddenly shift 21 years later? It's a difficulty. Okay, whatever the case is, he's staying with Negdi Eshem Yechad Yom, Hinei Michol Lechad, and he tells him that this Nikol Michol, he's Achad Hasarim HaRishonim Bo Le'ozreni. I saw in the Mishmas of Zav, he discusses this. It's not important really for us to go into details about which Malachim were created first. When were the Malachim created? So first of all, there are Midrashim that tell us Malachim were not created on the first day. They were created on day two, on the second day. Which is difficult because the Gemara tells us that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to create the world, came man. Nas Adam. So, alright, so let's put that aside because that really is not difficult because that could have been on day six. But the Malachim were not around on day one. Now, when were the Malachim created? So it appears in the Kabbalistic literature, there are different groups of Malachim. There were some Malachim that were created earlier on in creation, and there were other Malachim that were created later on. And ones that were created earlier have more chashivus, more significance, more power, seniority than Malachim that were created later. So here it indicates to him that one of the sources cited for this very mystical concept, which I obviously don't know what in the world I'm talking about, is this pasuk right here when it describes Michoel. What is his Mila? He is one of the first ones. V'nei Michoel Achad Hasorim Harishonim. One of the first, meaning simply on a very simple level, he was created. He was from the first of the Malachim to be created, and therefore he is seniority more important. If you want to learn the pasuk in a more poetic, more it means chashuvim. Doesn't necessarily mean in order, in age, seniority. It means he's from the Chashuvim. He was one of the most distinguished Malachim. He came to assist me. Vani Nosarti Sham, and until now, here, Vani Nosarti Sham means that until Michal came to assist me, I was all alone. I was no one there. The Malach says, Eitzel Malchay for us. Now this corresponds, like we said, as we started today, corresponds to Daniel. Daniel said, I was there, and I was together with my good friends, Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi. Can I have better friends than that? Three prophets. Where can you find three prophets together? And what happened? All of a sudden, a vision comes, and Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi are terrorized, and they run into hiding. Va'ani, Noisarti Levadi, I'm all alone. Pasuk Ches, go back to Pasuk Ches. We would have said Nesid Levarti. Would I say that? Would I mention that? I was all alone. I was all alone. We had. Would I say that?
I said at the end of this pasuk, a similar expression, not the same. Vani
nisharti levadi. At the beginning of the pasuk, the first three words, vani nisharti levadi. So here it's interesting that the Malach is coming to give nechama to Daniel. You're alone. You're complaining that you're alone. I'm also alone. In Shemayim, when I came to defend Klal Yisrael, I was also a loner. Until finally someone came to help me. Who came to help me was the Malach of Michael. Okay, so this is what Pasuk Yudalit. Let's see if any people here. Rashi's first. Rashi, Oymei Lenegdi, Nilchami Modi Birkeh, he was fighting with me in heaven. Kishashol Erech Malchus Leparas Leshabit Eschem. This Malach was asking in heaven to be given permission to torture, to harm the Jewish people. And this, and I was there, and I was arguing that he should not be given permission. And this went on for 21 days until someone finally, I sent out an SOS. Someone, please come and help me fight off this Malach. Hasodim harishanim kolaymer hachashuvim rishayna binichnasim. He comes in first. One of the malachim hachashuvim, which is Michal, came to help me. But until he came to help me, vani nosarti sham l'shasek, to silence esar paras sheba shemaim, until he came along. Pasik tezvav uvedabra imi kadvam uila. Daniel now continues. When this malach spoke to me these words, nasati ponai artsa v'ne'alamti, when the malach Gavriel told me what was going on in heaven, I was terrified. I became a mute. I put my face to the earth and I was silent. I was so afraid of what was going to be. Pasik tezvav. And suddenly, the appearance of a human being touched my lips. I opened my mouth, and I spoke, and I said, I'm sorry, did I skip? You're right, I skipped a very important pasuk. I'm sorry. Pasuk Yudal. Uvasi, I'm sorry. So, Pasuk Yudalit. Uvasi lahavincha. Here the Malach of Paras comes and says to Gavriel says to Daniel, Uvasi lahavincha, I've come to make you understand, Ace Asher Yikra la'amecha, will happen to your people, be'achris hayomim, in the end of days, ki od chazon la'yomim, because I have to present you with another vision. Od chazon means a vision, la'yomim, and what you will see in this vision will occur, will play itself out, la'yomim, in many, many days from now, in the end of time. Now this is a very critical pasuk. It's good thing you caught me, I didn't skip this pasuk, because here the word yikra is spelled with a hey. What will happen? We know that this pasuk appears, this same exact expression appears two other places, at least two other places in Chumash. In the bracha in Birchas Yaakov Avinu says to his children, "Heosvu, gather around." Yaakov Avinu was ill; he was about to die. He wanted to give them the brachas. "Heosvu v'yagidu lachem eis asher yikra eschem bi'acharis hayomim." How is it spelled there? Yikra with an aleph. Where else do we have this pasuk? Balak, Bilam tells Balak that I've already tried a few times to curse the Jewish people. I've been unsuccessful. Every time I try to curse the Jewish people, the Shpeichel comes to me and puts in my mouth a bracha. Now let me, before I depart, let me tell you what will occur. Es asher yikra eschem, also be'achris hayamim. He gives a prophecy, a vision of what it's going to happen in the end of days. And there as well, it's spelled with a hey, not with an aleph. So there are three places where we have a revelation, a vision of what will occur in the end of days. Yaakov to his children, Bilam to Balak, and the Malach to Daniel. In two of the three, it's spelled with a hey, and one it's spelled with an aleph. Now, when it's spelled with an aleph, now it simply it means the same exact thing. It means what's going to happen. What's going to happen? Now, the word mikra literally means an accident. Just a chance, just some haphazard events, happenstance. Vayikar mikra. Vayikra just happened to be. However, we know that there's no such thing as something which just happens. Everything is hashkacha pratis. And Yaakov Avinu, there where it says mikra, it's spelled with an aleph. When it's spelled with an aleph, it can be read to call, to read. Kiro, vayikra. Vayikra means to call. Vayikra el Moshe, Hashem called to Moshe. When it's spelled with an aleph, even though the simple interpretation is an accident, just an occurrence, happenstance, a happening, but being that it's spelled with an aleph, it's telling us nothing happens by chance. Every single thing that happens in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling to you, is speaking to you, and is trying to give you a message. There's a hurricane. It's just an accident. It just happens. Global warming, it just happens to be that there's a nor'easter coming here, and there's a cold front coming here, and there's a storm coming here. It just happens. Hashem is speaking to you. He's speaking to you. If you happen to be here at this point in time, there is a message. Okay, it's very difficult for us to relate to. There is teva, there is nature. But you can't just say it's pure. Maybe to a certain degree it is. It's a very big debate. There is some element of teva, but there's also an element of we happen to be here at this point in time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu to some degree is speaking to us and is giving us a message. What is the message? Unfortunately, that's what Galus is all about. When there's Galus, we don't know what the message is. We have no choice but to be machmir and assume it's everything. To assume the worst. Yeah.
If nobody understands the message.
What's the purpose of the message? So the answer is, the mazel sends the message. There are many messages. Every person knows what they have to work on. Every person knows, like we learned, even though you don't hear, the mazel hears, right? That's what we learned. The Chagai is Chayim Malachi. They did not see the vision, but their mazel sensed the vision. And they were afraid, they went into hiding. Somehow there are sound waves. There's something going out. We may not consciously know what it means, but subconsciously our neshamas are stirring, and we get a sense. We got to do something. Everyone on their own level has to make some type of improvement. Give vibes. Okay, I don't know. But over here we have the same idea of mikra. Mikra, things seem to happen by accident, but there is an aleph. Yaakov Avinu was on the ultimate madrega. When Yaakov Avinu saw the geula, the kates, Chazal tells us only two people merited to see the kates, Yaakov and Daniel. When Yaakov saw the geula, he saw the kates, with clarity, not that it will just be a sequence of events. There will be a very clear message. Es asher yikra eschem be'achris hayamim. Let me tell you the way Hashem will call out to you, the way Hashem will speak to you. Let me explain to you the kates, the coming of Mashiach, and exactly every detail of what it means. When this gula, the kate, is not just a switch on and off. It's a process. It's a long process which is being played out over thousands of years. Let me explain to you the message. Let me tell you when this will happen, it's because of this reason. When this will happen, Hashem is giving you this message. Eish Asher Yikra Eschem Biachris Hayamim. Let me tell you what Hashem will say to you, what Hashem will, how Hashem will speak to you and call to you in the end of days. Bilam is not in that Madrega. He's not in that Madrega. And it appears either is Daniel. Daniel also did not merit this Madrega of Yaakov Avinu, where he could have a clarity in understanding the message of what will happen to Achris Hayanim. The best they can relate to it is in a mikra, like on a much an infinite lower level, like us. Like us, we don't understand what things mean. We by us, everything just seems to be just a coincidence, and we have to have emuna that it's not a coincidence. It's what to learn from, and we do the best we can, and we have to have emuna. And that's really what it's telling us over here. We relate to Daniel. Daniel is really our representative. We're not on the Madrega of Yaakov Avinu. And in fact, Yaakov Avinu, he didn't tell them. Yaakov Avinu, after he wanted to reveal them the cates, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away from the Ruach HaKodesh and says, no, they're not deserving to know the cates. I don't want you to reveal it to them. It was Nistanu Einov. His eyes were closed and he was not permitted to reveal to them the cates. And he just began to tell them other things to give them Musar. Likewise here, Daniel over here is seeing things. He's seeing things, but it's not being revealed to him the deeper meaning, the significance with an aleph. It's just being revealed to him just the events that are occurring, and the Malach is trying to at least do a little bit to give him some understanding. So again, one more time,
what's with the hay over the
Bilam's a hay, also with the hay. So it's similar to this idea. The Malach at least is trying to give him some slight understanding. Uvasi, I am coming lehazvincha. I'm coming over here to give you some understanding. Eitz shayikra liamcha will happen to your nation be achres hayamim ki od chazon. There's a vision that I have yet to show you, and layamim that will occur in later point in time. Uvadabra, I mean, when he spoke with me, kadvamo elena sati panay artsav in elamti. When he spoke to me these words, so Daniel says, I was frightened. I put my face artsav towards the earth, and I was silent. Pasik tezayin vihine, and suddenly kedmus bnei adam neogel sifosayim. And Harshon explains this as follows: Daniel was frightened because Daniel was not accustomed to seeing angels. Angels are scary creatures. They're scary for human beings to comprehend. So as every time the Malach spoke to him, once again, he was frightened. He could not pay attention, absorb what was being said. So the Malach here decided, you know what, I'm going to calm you down. And the way I'm going to calm you down is I'm going to change my appearance. I'm not going to appear to you in the form of a Malach. I'm going to appear to you in the form of a human being. Where do we find this? Avraham Avinu. Avinu, three Malachim came to greet Avraham Avinu in the guise of human beings, of Aravim, of Arabs. Aravim, we know not, it's not really the right word. An Arab is a modern word, a modern term, but in the people who worship the earth, the dust of their feet, of non-Jews. So we see such a concept, the precedent, where a Malach has the koyach to transform his appearance to look like a human being. Where else do we have this idea? This week's parasha, last week, Vayishlach. Vayishlach, what's this week's parasha? Vayeshev? Ah, Vayelchu Doisona. They went to Doison, and who appeared? An Ish, and Chazal tell us it was really a Malach in disguise. So this week's parasha, very good. And last week's parasha, Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim El Esav Achiv. L'choira, Rashi says Malachim Mamosh, but L'choira, they went in the form of human beings. I'm assuming that's what it means in the pasuk. So we do find many precedents for this concept of a Malach transforming himself into the appearance of a human being, and that's what is happening over here. Daniel is frightened, so he now changes appearance into the form of a human being. You're talking to a person. Daniel, don't be afraid. Look, I look just like you. There's no need to be afraid. One more time. The image of a human being will touch my lips, be open my mouth, and then I spoke. I said to the Malach that was sitting in front of me, Adoni, my master, Bamara, in the vision that you have shown me, Nefchu Tzirai Olai. Tzirai literally means a hinge. a hinge. And when you use the word in reference to a human being, it means joints, the sockets. Every limb is put into its socket. And when the sockets, is by a woman who gives birth, so it's the hinges of the rechem. The rechem has to open and release the child. So it sees it a little bit differently. But here in reference to a man, when the limbs come out of their sockets, it's extremely painful, obviously. And the Neil here is saying that due to the extreme terror of seeing a malach, of seeing a vision, it's as if the limbs have come out of their sockets. The limbs are coming out, and therefore I can't continue to exist in this situation. Nefchut sirayolai, my hinges, my joints have turned upon me, meaning that my limbs have come out of their sockets. The loyot sartich koyach, and I no longer have strength. I can't continue to stand and present myself in your presence.
With the malach. Malach was in the form of a person.
Vayavik ish imoy. Ish.
You know,
it says ish, a person. Ish. So another example of it, we have a malach appearing in the form of a human being. But does it really mean they're a human being? I don't know. Some say yes, some say not. Some say it was a purely spiritual conquest. However, everything spiritual has a parallel here on earth. So I don't know. It's a very obvious thing. It's a very deep concepts. Pasuk Yitzayin.
He can also with the joint. Right?
Yes.
He had a dislocated hip.
Vayiga bekaf hayorech. So what does that mean exactly?
The
physical. Pasha says yes. That he physically, his hip was his joint was dislocated until it was healed. Vayava Yaakov Sholem, until it was healed. Okay, these are the same idea. Pasuk Yitzayin. And he continues. Daniel continues to say, "Tell the Malach, no, thank you. Transforming yourself into a human being is not going to solve the problem. I'm just as afraid of you now as I was when you were appeared to me in the form of a Malach." So he goes on to say, "Veheich Yuchal, how could it be? I'm just a human being. I'm a simple guy. I'm a human being. I'm a Daniel, and you're a Malach." Veheich Yuchal, how could it be? Eved Adoni, a slave, a servant of my master. So the Adoni here refers to the Malach. Ever refers to himself, Daniel. Zeh, referring to himself. Ladaber, how could I continue? How can this Eved Adoni Zeh Ladaber can speak in Adoni Zeh with this master, with this Malach? You are my master. Vani Meata, but now I, Meata, from here on in, from at this moment in time, after seeing you, lo yama bi koyach, I no longer have any strength left within me. Uneshama lo nish aravi, my soul does not remain with me. My soul has fallen out. My soul is departing due to the extreme terror. So he continued to touch me, kemari adam, like the appearance of a human being, and he strengthened me. Now before we'll stop here, before we conclude, it's just very interesting to take note that the Malach touches Daniel in many parts of his body. The first time he touches him, it says he touched him on his knees and on the kapos yodai, the palms. Okay, the knees and the palms. The second time he touches him, it says he touched him on his mouth. Pasuk Tezayin. Pasuk Tezayin. It says he touched him al nogia al sifosai. Have knees, palm, and lips, and then he spoke. And now it just says here in Pasuk Yudches, Vayigabi, he touched him. It doesn't say where he touched him. He also makes reference to his feet. Doesn't say, just tells him to stand. He doesn't tell him that he actually touched him, right? That is just an interesting point. I don't know the significance. Interesting point that he's touching him a lot. Knees, palms, his mouth, and now Vayigabi, he touched him. And all of these moments of contact, all of these instances of contact were there to strengthen him, to be mechazik him, that he can stand and see, visualize the chazon of the Acharis HaYomim. Now one last thing I've got to mention, very important when listening, is that here when he spoke to him, he told him, "I've come to you," back in Pasuk Yud Beis, Very important pasuk. Vayomer Eli, Al tira Adonil, don't be afraid. Ki min hayom harishayin, asher nosata es libcho lehavinu lehisanos. That from the very beginning of your prayer, Daniel fasted for 21 days, either 21 years, 21 days. The Maluch says, from day one, from the very first moment when you began to pray, already I've answered you. You've already been answered. And I've just not been able to come and present myself and give you over this information until the end of 21 days, because I was very busy. I'm very busy in heaven. I was fighting a major battle with the Tsar Shel Paras. But the truth is, your tefillah was answered from day one. Now that's what it says. The pasuk Yudbeis, they were lie. Al tira Daniel, ki bin hayoyim harishoyin, from day one. Asher nosata el slibcha lehavinu lesanes lefnei alakecha nishnu divarecha. And now vani bosi bidvarecha. And you know why I didn't come now? Because the next part goes on and says that for 21 days I've been busy fighting the Tsar Shel Paras, and I didn't get any relief. No one came to take over and assist me for 21 years until Michael finally showed up. And now that Michael finally showed up, I was able to come and tell you what's going on. From this Chazal learn, there's a story in the Gemara. The Gemara tells me about Zera. It's a Gemara in Masechta Taimis. I think it's in Daf Ches. That there was a Gezerah. It's fascinating Gezerah that there was a drought. Think about this. A fascinating story. There was a drought in the Medina. And the Jews wanted to be Gezer Tzoyim. Everyone, you can imagine, everyone should be come together to the Beis HaKnesses and should be Mispalem. Because there's a drought that's not rained in a long time, and it's becoming Pikuach Nefesh. The Goyim said no. If the Jews go to the Beis HaKnesses to daven, to be Mispalo to Hashem, that it should rain, we'll kill them all. Why? Rashi explains, because the Goyim were afraid that there'll be Mispalo, and it will rain, and the Jews will take credit. They will rain, they will take credit, that Hashem answered, and then that will cause it'll be a threat to the government. I guess the government felt they were trying to deny the existence of Kadosh Baruch Hu. They wanted to control religion. They wanted to suppress the Jewish religion. They wanted to say that there's only there is no religion, or they have other gods, and they did not want to give the Kadosh Baruch Hu any credit for the rain. So they will go there. The Jews cannot go to the Beis HaKnesses to be mispalel to fast, so that if Hashem, if it does rain, no one should say that Klali, that Kadosh Baruch Hu, there is a living God that listens to the prayers of the Jewish people. Okay, Rabbi Zeir said, okay, we can't go pikuach nefesh, but let's at least be mekabel upon ourselves the tainus. We'll be mekabel. We'll be mekabel upon ourselves to fast, and when the gezeira will be over, In a few months from now, when the Goyim will forget about this Mishagas, then we will be mashlim the tainus. We will come to shul and fast. So they said to him, what's it going to help? What's it going to help to makabel the tainus? We accept upon ourselves the obligation to fast, and we'll come to shul and fast in a few months from now when the Goyim forget about their gezerah, if we're not going to actually fast. So he quoted this pasuk. This pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens already to you from the very beginning. If your Kabbalah is sincere, even though you have to be true, you have to actually play it out. You have to fast. But the Malach told Daniel, Hashem already has listened to you, min hayoyim harishoyin, asher nosata es libcho lehovinu lesanas. It's bikoch nefesh. We're going to starve. We're going to die of starvation, of drought. And we'll be makabel, Hashem will answer. And then when the government forget about it, then we will go and we'll be mashlim. Kachava, they were makabel, right away it rained. And later on, they were mashlim, the very important concept which comes out of this pasuk Yudbeis here in Daniel. So we'll stop here. We're up to pasuk Yud Tes. Yes.
Does that mean tefillah?
Of course. Well, but that's not the similar interpretation here in this pasuk. It simply means over here that I was terrorized. I put my face down in fear.
Yeah, but isn't that a term for tefillah?
Perhaps.